Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, I've been raising hell this morning about all the trash that the city refuses to pick up, including Paul Shulo Fields. Disgusting. One of my insiders says, that's nothing. You should see Riverview Park. You can't even walk on the sidewalks. Trash the city refuses to pick up. Saying management has no clue. Rad money to pay for 9 city employees to work Riverview exclusively. You won't see anyone there. What the hell's going on, man? Then I got another call from an insider who said they are on their way over to clean up the trash at Shulo Field. Oh, goody. Let's do some work today. I get so annoyed, man. It's despicable. No pride. Hey. Big doings in Harrisburg yesterday. Finally, leadership. Finally, someone said, stop the madness. We do not have an oligarch. We do not have arbitrary ruling in Pennsylvania where one man says, shut everything down. When one man says, your business fails. When one man doesn't want to listen to statistics, reality, or facts and says, to hell with all that, I'm the king. The king was told yesterday, nah, this is a democracy. And I welcome it, and I applaud it, whether you want to hear it or not. This is what needs to happen. What did happen? None of this would have happened without my friend, Republican leader Kim Ward. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. I'm fine. It's a good day here in Pennsylvania.
All right, before we get to that, which is very important, so many folks have asked me about you and your health. How are you feeling?
You know, I'm feeling great. I forget sometimes that I'm still going to go get some surgery. I just forget because I'm really feeling just 100% normal, like before I knew any of this. So thank you for asking. Tell everyone I'm doing great.
You have no trace of the cancer, right?
Correct.
But you're still going to have a double mastectomy. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I am. I'm starting to be so a little bit nervous as it gets closer and closer. We're scheduled for, you know, in a few weeks and, it just, you know, it's a little bit, makes me nervous every day. I'm online going, oh, are you sure you're going to do this? And what are your options? And I just need to close my eyes, jump in, do it, and it'll be done.
All right.
So
I don't want to drag you into that, but I think a lot of folks ask, and I think they want to know how you are. We go way back, and I mean way back to when I started Get Marty. She's one of the first people I called if there was a problem. Kim Ward's always been someone who picks a side, but she picks a side that represents the people. And that's why I love what happened yesterday. You are representing the people. One person does not represent the people. We do not have a monarchy, do we, Senator?
No, we don't. And actually, the citizens of Pennsylvania decided that they didn't want that. They wanted three branches of government. They wanted all the representation that they voted for to have a seat at the table when there's an extended state of emergency. So it was actually the citizens of Pennsylvania that made that decision. And it was a good decision. We had a really rough year trying to, you know, move to get anything done because we just didn't have any power to do that or to change or to have input into some of the things that happened. So, and I will just say this, the governor was very gracious after the primary election the very next morning, very gracious. And he has been working very well with us, and he heard what the people said, and it's a good positive thing that we're all together now working. It's better. It's all better for Pennsylvanians.
Republican leader Kim Ward. All right, explain it like a fourth grader would understand it, because that's how stupid I am. Explain what happened yesterday and what this does mean for Pennsylvania.
So yesterday, the Senate and the House did two bills. We did the declaration ending the declaration of emergency, and so that was the House sent it over on Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday or Tuesday. Then we sent it back yesterday. Was the end of the 21 days from the governor's last declaration, and he had said that he will accept the date of the primary as the date moving forward, although the election results won't be certified, I think, until tomorrow morning. But so we ended that. That's simple. Then we amended a bill that had been in our chamber, in the Senate chamber, that it was sent from the House that the governor didn't like. So we were able to work with the governor to make the bill, palatable for him. And while putting in waivers, because we didn't get into this in 5 minutes, and we're not going to get out in 5 minutes when it comes to waivers. So when I say waivers, I mean things such as telemedicine. If we had not done the bill to extend the waivers for a few months to give us time to go through them and see what maybe we want to make law, because those are not law. Those are things that the governor had said, we're going to waive the law, or we're going to make this occur, because we don't have a telemedicine law. I like to use that because everybody easily understands that.
Right.
So we're going to have telemedicine during the COVID pandemic. And, I guess telemedicine, you can do it now, but not, you could do it before, but it's not extensive.
Right.
And insurance companies were really having a fit. So we did a bill that would do that. And some of the healthcare initiatives were waiving those until September so that we have time to go through them to see what it is maybe we want to make permanent. So all of the waivers that the governor had put into place are still in place because of that second bill that we passed yesterday. And he had agreed to sign it. So there you go. You had three chambers, all parties working together, and we still have things that people need so that they can take their time to back out of these things. And we have a declaration. I do want to clear up one thing, though, because masks are not part of the declaration of emergency. Mask wearing is put into effect by the Department of Health Secretary. She can do so under the 1955 law, disease and prevention law, that was put into law because of syphilis. That was the last time that we had a pandemic. Although I think you had to participate to get syphilis, but it just didn't come in the air, It wasn't like you sneeze and you got syphilis. But so that under that law, she was, or he, whoever it was at the time, was able to say you can put us in our house or wear a mask. So we're working to kind of change that. That's going to be a little tougher, but it does take power away. But presently, the mask mandate is if you don't have both of your shots, you should wear a mask. But it's going to end later this month anyway. Or if 70% of the population has two vaccines by whenever, if that comes before, I think her date is June 26th or something.
Well, this is a referendum on the efficacy of the governor's office during the pandemic. The public said, take away the coronavirus disaster declaration powers, and the Senate and House agreed. Does the governor now not have the power, Senator Ward, to shut down the state at his whim?
So if there is a pandemic, another state of emergency, like what happened in March of 2020,
right,
he can call a state of emergency for 21 days. So if it's going to extend beyond 21 days, the legislature then will be at the table, will be helping to the governor through a lot of this stuff. We look forward. We don't want any more pandemics, but if that happens, we look forward to being able to help the governor, because we are closest to the people. We are here every day. We see people every day, and we hear what the issues are. So we look forward to that. You know, if we had been part of it, we would have probably said, don't push those nursing home, those COVID positive patients back into nursing homes.
Right.
So
open businesses sooner. Let people survive and thrive. Right?
Yes. Yes. Only state in the country that closed down their transportation and construction. Other states picked it up. You know, they were outside working. So there would be some things that we would get to have some input with the governor on. So it's positive.
So we're clear. This is a checks and balances. This isn't a you're a bad guy, we're good people scenario, is it, Senator?
Correct. It was a checks and balance. It is what we are guaranteed in the Constitution, three equal branches of government. But during the pandemic, and it's not about this governor, because, of course, this one was almost over anyway.
That's
but,
right.
You know, it's about a governor, any governor calling it, consolidating all the power unilaterally, making decisions, and being the only person that can end it, according to our Pennsylvania Supreme Court, the only person that can end it. So that's a constitutional crisis. That's not how we work here.
I love what you
did. America,
I love your leadership, and I love what happened. Senator Ward, you're the best. I appreciate you this morning.
Thank you, Marty. You're the best. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.